Well, there is, and Tony is good about that. And of course, these other, you other fellows, Mr. C even, got some things going. Even Craig there had some pointers. So, you know, we want something clever, something witty, something, a gimmick, something that's catchy, I guess you might say. And something that people will revel to as soon as they hear it. They'll catch their ear and they'd say, 220? That's going again after 30 years? See, I'm a second-generation 220 operator, second-generation ham operator. But I've been around the amateur deal here since I was 14, 15 years old. So I used to hang out down here in Englewood, city of Englewood, Englewood, Ohio, there north of I-70. An old geezer's shop. This guy, he'd go to bed at about 7:30 in the morning. He'd get up about 5:30 in the afternoon, come downstairs, eat breakfast, go back upstairs, get cleaned up. Well, come back downstairs, walk out his back door, down the sidewalk, make a right turn, and into his shack he'd go and turned it on for the night. He was on out there all night long. Anybody moving through the city, stop and see him. The policeman on duty, the bread man, the paper boy, the burglars, the muggers, they're always stopping at Kitty's house. Sometimes about 4:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock, he'd go down to the Western Pancake House for breakfast. So that's where it all... Now that's where it started with me there, over. I got to turn that TOT off.